El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Radio no jikan.
Eh?
Radio no jikan.
Eh?
Se no. Radio no jikan.
Good morning. You're listening to Radio Nochikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Bianca.
I'm Chika. And today we have our friend here. Her name is Judy.
Judy, clap. Woohoo. And where are you from, Judy?
I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Nice. And why are you here in Vancouver?
I used to live in Vancouver, but I'm visiting my friend Chika today.
That's great. Yes.
We are living what? At the same place.
Oh, we're living. So you guys are sharing the same apartment.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thanks for coming onto our show today.
Thank you. I'm so glad that I'm here today.
It's great to hear. Okay.
So Judy and Bianca, today's our theme is trip, right?
Trips. Yes, we mentioned that last time, didn't we?
Yeah. And then, do you know the autumn leaf viewing?
No, what is that? Sounds like something I wouldn't want to do. What do you think, Judy? What do you think of autumn leaf viewing?
I love autumn leaf viewing because it's a very common thing to do in Asia, I think.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you do have some kind of idea.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, Chika, can you tell us more about it?
It's basically we gonna go to the place to enjoy the red leaf and the yellow leaf.
What? That's it? I mean, it sounds like an activity for like the Jichans and the Bachans, aka the grandpas and the grandmas.
still young people like the couple. But you're right, it's boring activity.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's very romantic. A lot of couples go leaf watching.
To me, leaves are annoying because you slip on them. Like you walk on them and then you slip. That's the only thing I remember about leaves. And they're everywhere. I hate it. Okay. But I mean, I guess in Japan, since it's such a popular activity, are there any like popular locations or any recommendations for places to go?
So you can watch the leaf in Tokyo too, but like I recommend you to go to Kyoto, which is the more west side.
Oh, okay.
And there is so many temples in Kyoto. That's great to watch.
Okay. Temples. Great to watch. Leaves.
Temple and red and yellow leaf is
red
much.
And yellow
super much.
Have you been, been to a temple to watch leaves before?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
But I saw so many pictures and it looks like super nice.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's interesting to see how, you know, in springtime there's the sakura viewing. And then in autumn, they also have a leaf viewing kind of thing. It's an interesting kind of, I don't know, activity for Japanese people. They like to see leaves and flowers, don't they? Gives an excuse to drink and go out.
Yeah, drinking. Yeah, yeah. Drink outside is fun stuff. And we can do that in Japan, so with flower. Mm. I don't know.
Okay.
The purpose is flower while drinking, but still.
I see. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people go out in the countryside to see leaves, right?
Yes.
Can people who want to stay in the city see leaves too? Like, as in, like, if for example, I don't want to go all the way to Kyoto because I live in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But can I still see leaves?
I think in Tokyo? So. Some. Oh, like Shinjuku.
Oh, okay.
They have so many trees for. Like this kind of tree. Because the red and yellow leaves is not every tree.
Not every tree, right. What kind of trees? Maple?
kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of maple. So it's kind of not.
Do you know, Julie?
Yeah, I think it's usually maple. Those one with big leaves. So let's say, for example, you wouldn't see a pine tree turning into a red or a yellow tree.
No. That's true. Okay. How's Toronto for, like, leaves-wise?
Not so much. It gets cold very quickly. So usually, I guess, where you can see the leaf viewing is countries where there's a long fall.
Oh, okay.
Before hitting winter. Mm. But in Toronto, there's summer, and then there's a very short period of that in-between phase and gets very cold quickly. So just all the leaves just fall on the ground. There's no time for that color change.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. So, with leaves, fried leaves, in Japan, there is something called leaves tempura. What's it called?
Yeah, leaves tempura.
Leaves tempura.
Yeah. So we eat leaves.
Yes.
As a tempura.
Leaves.
But it's good. Really good.
Really?
I like it. But hold on. Okay. It's not like red and yellow leaf. It's different type of the leaf.
Oh, it's a different type of leaf.
Yeah.
Okay.
More, I don't know the name of the leaf.
Okay.
But it's good.
But, I mean,
but
do you just
no
eat
taste,
it?
Though.
Do you need to, like, see, like, don't you need to put some salt or sugar onto it before you fry it? Or else it would be, like, tasteless, right?
No taste. So.
You sure? Because I looked it up. They did put salt and sugar on it before they fried it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought after, but yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to play music?
Yes, and it is called Watashi no Mukou by Aiko. But what does Watashi no Mukou mean?
Over there from me? No.
Over there from me? Like, so Watashi means me.
Yeah.
Mukou means over there.
Over there or other side.
Oh, the others. So maybe something translated would be the other side of me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, here it is. Aiko's Watashi no Mukou.
Shima atta ra
That was Atashi no Muko by Aiko. So, to get to these far-off places, how do Japanese people usually travel?
Maybe many people use train or airplane or car.
Okay, but most popular would be train, I guess?
Train, trains. I guess so. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about train, Japanese
yeah,
train.
Yeah, sure.
And do you know the Seishun 18 tickets?
Whoa, what is that? Like, what is it? Because we don't have something like that.
It's like youth 18 ticket, so people, the name say the people who is under 18, people use the ticket, but everybody buy this one.
Okay, but so what's so special with the Seishun 18 ticket that they get their own name?
This one, there is a 5 ticket. People use the ticket. You know, the basically in Japan, we are pay money by
the... Okay, so the farther you... Right?
Yes.
And does it also differ between different rail companies?
No.
They charge the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, okay.
But if you use the ticket, you don't care about the distance.
Oh, you don't care about like from all the way from Kaido for one price?
Yeah, but the ticket... it's no train.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
And then the ticket use... until the same date.
Oh, that's too bad. So I wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, so if I wanted to go from like Kyushu all the Hokkaido.
It's difficult.
Difficult. Okay.
Within the one day. But
within one day.
Hmm. But as I said, like 5 times you can use. So you may go there like within 5 days.
Oh.
It's possible.
So one stamp equals one day.
Yes.
I see. Okay. That's pretty cool.
This is kind of like discount for the student though. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
You
so
guys have
for
these?
Students, for you know, like university students,
everybody.
Every student. Well, tell us more about your student discount first.
I think in Japan, student can discount, but I don't know the exact percentage.
Okay.
But anyway, cheap, much cheaper than the exactly like normal ticket.
Oh, I see. So do you need to show like some kind of student pass to
get
the discount?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, in Vancouver, we also have like a U-Pass for university students.
Mm, yeah.
We pay like, I think, $120-ish dollars.
Mm-hmm.
They always up the price though every year. Anyways, around that price for a term, and then we get a pass where we can just go wherever.
Yeah.
And use any type of transportation for a really, really cheap price.
Yes.
And I mean, for high school students, they don't get that kind of pass, but they do get like a... It's just, let's see, they show their student pass, and they can purchase, like, a cheaper ticket, but there's no, like, high school student pass, like the U-Pass for university students. How about you, Judy, in Toronto?
Usually students get discounts as well, but let's say, for example, college and university students, they usually have to buy a monthly pass called a Metro Pass, and it's not that big of a deal. We maybe get, like, $25, $30 discount, but it's a monthly fee of $108 plus tax.
Oh, wow.
A month to go to school and to ride all over Toronto.
I see. Oh, okay. I see. But yours is like, for in Toronto, it's like a flat rate, right? Where?
Yeah, it's flat rate. You can get on and go wherever you want, so it's not pay by distance. And there's no time limit per se, but once you get off... you have to repay to get on a different transit system.
Oh, I see. And that's very similar to Japan, right? Once you get off, you pay again.
Again, yeah.
In Vancouver, it's different because we have like a... once you get a ticket, you have, I think, an hour and a half to you know, take the transit or take any... to go anywhere else with the same ticket. So, you know, people can save a lot by going to... but using one ticket.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, I think.
Pretty convenience, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next song. Next song is Seishun Amigo by Shuji to Akira. Do you know the song? It's a really famous TV drama songs, main songs.
Is it like the one called like Nobuta Produce?
Yes.
With the Horikita Maki or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The school story.
The school story, okay. Cool.
Usually the Shuji and Akira is a name or type of name for the guy.
Oh, okay. So the character names.
Character names,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
Usually they are different boys group. They are working at the different boys group, boys idol group.
Okay.
But this time they make a special unit for the this music, and then yeah, everybody like that.
Cool. Okay. Alright, so the song was popular because of the drama. Then,
yes. Okay.
Nice.
So next song is Seishu Amigo by Shuji and Akira.
Yeah.
The song was Seishun Amigo by Shuj and Akira. Okay? So, Bianca, have you ever heard the train food?
Train food? You mean like sandwiches and like juice we have here?
No. Oh. In Japan, we have a special train food, which is called ekiben.
It's special.
It's not special, but basically we can get the ekiben in station or in the train.
Oh, that's cool.
And each prefecture has a different type of the ekiben.
Okay.
And I really, really love the ekiben.
Oh, wow. Ekibens. Huh. So what do they usually have inside?
Of course, rice.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But the rice is, it's not like just put on the rice to the box. It's more...
They decorate it.
Yes.
Oh, it's more decorative.
And carrot looks like a flower.
So they cut like regular looking food into different shapes to make it look fancier.
Yeah, it's so nice. Sometimes people who has to go to other prefecture for the business, like they become super tired when they go back to the city, right? So usually they buy the ekiben with a beer because we can drink beer in the train.
Drinking beer in the trains.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't drink beers. You drink beer in public as well, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, because here in Canada, we can't drink beer in any public places.
It's really a surprise for me when I came here. It's really totally different from the Japanese culture. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Right, Judy, anything to add?
Not really. I just think the notion of an ekiben is really unique, that they kind of portray a train ride as like a little trip that requires like special attention needed in terms of food. So I think that makes it a little special. And more also, interesting than regular train ride, I think.
I think so too. And also like they have like special ekibens on like specific trains, and that really gets people to go on that one train just to try the ekiben.
Yes. And also the train story, we have also one more interesting story.
Okay.
Because each station has different sounds.
Different sound? You mean like a tune?
Yes.
Okay. Like when did they play this tune?
When the train into the station,
So when train arrives.
Yeah, arrives.
Oh, okay, okay.
For example, something like that.
Okay. So, like, this is the Yamanote line, and this is the Shibuya station.
Yes.
Sounds something like this.
Yes.
So that was the tune for the Shibuya stop. Here is the Takata no Baba stop, and it's still on the same line, the Yamanote line.
Yes.
So did you know that the Takata no Baba song is actually the theme song of the Astro Boy TV series, because it was said that Astro Boy was supposedly born in Takata no Baba. So this song is very representative of the station, of the city and the station.
I didn't know that.
Wow, it's very unique.
It is very unique. Like, no, we don't even have a special tune for trains here.
Not just this city, but anywhere around the world that I've been to. They don't have any kind of unique song that's dedicated to a station. But this is really unique.
Okay. Super cool. All right.
Yeah, some sounds is really familiar for me.
Okay.
Like Takata no Baba. Yeah, familiar.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna play...
Before we play the song, I mean.
Yep.
Gonna talk more about, you know, like train manners.
Right? Oh, sorry.
The Japanese term for train manners.
Yeah, that we cannot use the cell phone in train.
That's one of the biggie ones. Why is it? Is it legal?
It's not illegal. It's there's no like illegal stuff, but it's just polite.
Oh.
Because the train is always the busy, and if everybody use the cell phone, it's gonna be super noisy, right?
Oh, okay.
Something like that, I guess.
Can I tell you my story?
Okay.
So the thing was, I was on a train. Mm-hmm. It was like a 2-hour train ride
mm-hmm.
to this countryside place. I forgot what it was called. The city. And we were running late, and I had to call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call the person in charge to tell them I was, you know, late, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to get off the train
mm-hmm.
to do that because I had to wait like half an hour for the next one.
Okay.
So I secretly tried to call them mm-hmm. on my cell phone, and the train conductor caught me
mm-hmm.
and told me in Japanese to, you know, shut up.
Oh, really?
Yes. But whoa. I was like, this, you know, I need to make this call or else I'll be in trouble, or I don't know, like that other person might be worried. So, despite what he said, I kept making the calls. And then he came back to warn me again. And I was just like, no.
No. No. You stopped.
I'm not Japanese.
No.
The rules don't apply if you're not Japanese, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, it was like a matter of life and death. Like, it was that serious. So, I was like,
yeah.
I need them to know. But in the end, I got there late. They didn't care.
Yeah, but basically, it's... Yeah, there is a huge regulation, like strong regulation for that, and we cannot use cell phone in train.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and then we gonna play.
Before we play the next song, one more thing I want to add: we have a female car, remember?
Female
only car on trains.
Oh yeah. We have.
Right, that's really cool. Like it's sometime early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and is it late at night?
Yeah.
Well, those specific times where it's the busiest, they have a specific train. No, I mean like a section of the train just for women.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. for women.
What's it for? Like why?
Because usually at the morning really busy, and maybe
a lot of harassment.
Oh yeah, the harassment.
You
right?
know, so, you know, people. Touching your butt,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
making you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah, really
right.
Standing close up next to you and you feel that tension, so.
Mm-hmm. Probably, because in, you know, morning and evening trains, everyone's, like, rushing to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all, like, you know, squished together, and that gives people an excuse to, like, just suddenly rub you, and you're like, no, don't do that.
It happens a lot in Asian countries, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, here we don't have that, like, female-only car.
Mm-hmm.
But because we don't have enough people riding the trains.
Not so busy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. And also, we adjust the time to go to school or go to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Because the train company suggests to adjust the time to go to the office and the school.
Mm-hmm.
Because the... always cloudy, so if they are able to adjust to the time, they're more less than people.
Oh, okay, so they're telling people to, you know,
please adjust the time to go office or something.
Okay, but okay, so are there like companies that actually encourage people to do that? Because, you know,
the train company encourage to company of company business company. So, for example, my company,
mm-hmm.
the start time is 11 a.m.
Okay.
So, usually, many companies start at the 9 a.m.
Okay.
But if move to 11, so we don't need to ride the like, busy time.
Oh, avoid the rush, right?
Avoid the rush.
So, I even see conductors try to push people in because there's just so many people riding the train, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
It must be a horrible experience. I haven't been in a Manin Densha, right? It's called Manin Densha?
Yeah, Manin Densha, yes.
Which means like fully loaded train.
Yes. Yeah.
Push. Yeah, I haven't been in one before, but I've seen videos of that and mm-hmm. it looks really scary.
Yeah, no bliss. Can't bliss.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay, so now we're gonna play a train song. And the song name is Yamanote Line Clockwise.
So basically, it's Yamanote Line's the name of the train.
Yeah.
And the thing about this train,
mm-hmm.
this line, is that it goes in a circle.
Yes, go, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So depending on what direction people want to go, mm-hmm. you either go counterclockwise or clockwise. Yes. But the name of the song is
Clockwise.
Clockwise. Okay. So in a nutshell, this means going clockwise direction on Yamanote Line. Yes. And it's by
Taki and Tsubasa.
しりんしりん駆け込み乗車は大変危険なためおやめください。まもなく発車いたします。はい、ドア閉まります。人生の駆け込み乗車にもお気をつけください。
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Radio No Jikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Before the break, we played the Yamanote Clockwise, Taki and Tsubasa.
Yamanote Clockwise.
Sorry, Yamanote Line.
Yamanote Line in the clockwise direction.
Yeah, clockwise. Clockwise Yamanote Line.
The Japanese name sounds a lot nicer.
Okay, so Bianca, the way to go to somewhere is the airplane too, right?
Oh, yeah. By airplane.
And do you know we have many promotional jets?
Oh, promotional jets. Like what?
Like Pokemon Jet.
Pokemon Jet.
Disney Jet.
That's so Japanese.
Disney Jet. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Oh,
your brand.
And?
Hello Kitty Jet.
Oh, I won't be riding that anytime. And?
Snoopy Jet.
Snoopy Jet. Oh, gosh, you're so cute.
Yeah, I've never liked this kind of the jet before. But I heard the inside for the inside jet.
Yeah, the inside of the jet.
Is also really nice.
Yeah, so the jet, like the exterior and interior, they furnished it to match like the theme of it really well. So, for example, we have like the Pokemon jet.
Okay.
And even the air stewardesses, they have like a Pokemon uniform on. It's really cool. Oh, and then they have like the headrests are like Pokemon themed, food containers.
Oh, okay.
The in-flight entertainment is also Pokemon themed. I don't know what the adults will be watching, though. They're watching Pokemon the whole time.
Yeah, kids. Yeah, should be for kids, right?
And even the souvenir bags. Think about it. Like, you're on a plane. Like, you hardly get anything free anymore on planes. And you get a souvenir bag on a Pokemon jet. That is so cool.
Sounds so nice.
Right? I wonder if the washrooms are, like, called Pokemon centers.
you guys have this kind of jet?
No. The most we had was like the WestJet Christmas thing they did. Do you know about that, Judy?
No, actually, last Christmas when I was flying back from Toronto to LA, I saw one of the airplanes. At the front, it looks like a crushed Santa. As if the plane actually went right into the Santa, so the Santa was like flat on on the face.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. But that was the only one that we saw, but not as extensive as the Pokemon Jet or Disney Jet.
Okay, so next song is about the paper airplane go to the cloudy sky.
Flying. Yeah.
And the song name is Ano Kami Hikouki Kumorizora Watte by 19.
Ooh.
The song was Anokami Hikouki Kumori Zora wa Atte by 19. So,
We've talked about planes. We talked about trains. What's next?
Driving,
so cars.
Cars, yeah. By car.
Okay, driving. Well, driving. See.
Yeah,
the cars.
I found the drivers, how to get the driver's license is really different from Japan, between Japan and Canada.
Oh, how different is it?
For example, in Japanese, we have to go to like driver's school. Then we have to study for how to drive, like in terms of academic, and like driving too.
Okay. Oh, cool.
In the school. Yeah.
So everyone goes to the school, and like you have to go to a school in order to get a license.
Yes.
Okay. Because here, like, people can just learn from their parents or learn from someone else. They don't really need to go to a specific school.
Yeah, it's really impressed me.
Okay. And so in this school, how many exams do you have to do before you get your license?
Usually, I guess two. And two. Like midterm and final.
Okay, and after you pass the final, you're like good for life.
Yes.
Oh, because here we have like a test to test our knowledge on like the basic road knowledge and all that, not necessarily driving. Then afterwards, we have like we take an L test. L means learner. And then a few years later, we have an N test.
Few years later, still exam?
Oh, sorry. Let me play it. No. Hold on. L. After you pass the L, you get an N.
Oh,
and then
okay.
After you pass your N, you're like your official driver from then on. Yeah, that's right. But we have a lot of like waiting time between each license before you can take the exam for the next.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
So it can take a long time before you become like an actual full
driver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Japan, once we get the license, we can drive like everywhere. We can drive with passenger, and there is no exam after we get the license.
Okay, that's cool.
Only people who didn't get enough point, which means that if you like a fine for the parking or too much speed on the way, everything we reduce the point, and then the point is not enough, we have to take exam again, but it's not like full exam.
Oh,
just
okay.
For the points.
I see. It's a points exam.
Points exam, kind of.
Okay. Because, let's see, for points. Like, I do know that when we are, like, a new driver, like the N, when we have our N, if we get any points deducted, there is a possibility that we have to retake everything again. Like, we get our license taken from us and we have to start from the beginning. So there's that danger. That's why everyone's trying to work towards getting rid of their N, to avoid this hassle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next song, Bianca?
It's called Overdriver by artist Zach.
Yeah.
And that was Overdriver by Zach.
Okay, so time to finish this show?
Yeah, it's that time again.
Yeah. So thank you for visiting. No, thank you for the join us, Judy. Mm-hmm.
Judy, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure being here today.
Thank you. Yes. Right. And so for our next show, which will air on December 26th.
Which is?
Boxing Day.
Oh, shopping.
Shopping. Shopping day.
Shopping day.
Shopping day. So besides shopping, we'll talk about, like, you know, Christmas stuff. Yeah. And, like, chicken. Okay. Chicken. Why Japanese people like KFC so much? Especially during Christmas.
We'll talk about this one. Mm-hmm.
So you could find more information about our show on our Facebook page. At just look up Radio no Jikan. Jikan is spelled J-I-K-A-N. And we also have our previous shows and as well as videos about the content we talked about in our shows.
Have a good morning!
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.